We celebrate the feast of Saint Philomena. God raises up saints in times which are most needed. Saint Philomena has become one of God's most important saints of our times, even though she died a long time ago. A brief look at her short life will reveal her great importance to us, especially now. On May 24, 1802, excavators in the catacomb of Saint Priscilla came upon a tomb which had never been opened. On the following day, which was set for the opening of the vault, the learned custodian noticed three slabs with the inscription Lamina Pax Te Cum Fi. It appeared that out of haste they were misplaced. Remember that there were constant persecutions from the Romans, and the Catholics offered Mass in the catacombs. The first slab should have been placed last, resulting in Pax Tecum Philomena, peace be with you, Philomena. Various symbols of martyrdom painted in red were also included on the slabs. One was an anchor, considered an emblem of hope because of its resemblance to a cross, and also a symbol of martyrdom since many martyrs had a rope tied around their neck and then to the anchor, and they were cast into the sea or the ocean or the river. Then there were two arrows, one pointing up and the other pointing down, and a lance. These are also symbols of martyrdom. Lastly, there was a palm signifying triumph, and a lily, an emblem of purity. Within the tomb there lay a vial containing dried blood of the martyr. This is of great significance since many miracles have been worked by way of this relic. The contents were then examined by many experts, including doctors, surgeons, and theologians. The fractured skull and the bones were thought to be a girl about 13 years old. From the time of the discovery of her tomb to the present, countless miracles have been worked through the intercession of Saint Philomena. The sick were healed, the dying cured, the blind regained their sight, problems were solved, etc. In addition, she brought about many conversions. Investigation into the circumstances of the life of Saint Philomena was to no avail. She had been forgotten for so many centuries. Yet Saint Philomena has revealed to three of her devout clients the story of her life. These revelations have received the imprimatur of the Holy Office, declaring them to contain nothing deserving of censure and giving us the right to accept them. One of these revelations was made known to Mother Mary Louisa. The saint tells us that she was the daughter of the king of a small Grecian state whose parents were converted to Christianity by a Roman doctor named Publius. When she was 13 years old, her father took her to Rome to see the emperor Diocletian, who had waged an unjust war against him. The emperor, on seeing the beautiful young lady Philomena, agreed to peace on condition that he receive her hand in marriage. Her parents agreed to this and afterwards sought to convince her that she should be happy to be the empress of the Roman Empire. But she rejected the offer and told them that she made herself the spouse of Jesus Christ by a vow of chastity at the age of 11. She said, "My father then endeavored to prove that a child of my age could not dispose of herself as she pleased, and exerted all his authority to force me to obey. My divine spouse, however, gave me the necessary strength to stand by my resolution." On learning of her objections, the emperor requested her to be brought before him that he might persuade her otherwise. Her father came for her, but she continues, "Seeing that my resolution was unshaken, both he and my mother, casting themselves at my feet, implored me to change my mind. O daughter, they exclaimed, have pity on your parents, have pity on your country, have pity on your kingdom. I answered that my virginity must take precedence of all else." During her 37 years of imprisonment, she was loaded with chains in a dungeon. Saint Philomena endured many attempts by the emperor to persuade her, both by flattering propositions and then frightful threats. Finally, on the 37th day, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to her in the prison and said, "My daughter, 3 more days of prison, and after 40 days, you shall leave this state of pain." But she would have to suffer cruel torments for the love of Christ. This was soon fulfilled, for the emperor, despairing of success, had her tied to a pillar and scourged mercilessly to the accompaniment of horrible blasphemies. Then, still unshaken, she was thrown back into the dungeon to die. But God sent 2 angels to pour a heavenly balm on her wounds. She was cured. The next day, the emperor, seeing her stronger and more beautiful than ever, tried again to persuade her. This having failed, he ordered that a rope be tied around her neck to an anchor, and that she be tossed into the Tiber River. But once more, Jesus sent the angels to her aid. They cut the rope and brought her to the bank of the river without a single drop of water having touched her garments. The emperor then ordered her to be pierced with arrows and again near death to be thrown into the dungeon. When she was again cured, he ordered the torture to be repeated, but the arrows refused to leave the bows. Claiming that this was a result of magic, Emperor Diocletian then ordered the arrows to be heated red hot. This persecution, as St. Philomena says, was to no avail. My divine spouse saved me from the torture by turning the arrows back on the archers, 6 of whom were killed, and several among them renounced paganism. This last miracle brought about other conversions, and the people began to show a serious signs of disaffection towards the emperor, and even reverence for our holy faith. Fearing more serious consequences, she continues, the tyrant now ordered me to be beheaded. My soul, glorious in triumph, ascended into heaven, there to receive the crown of virginity which I merited by so many victories. My dearly beloved in Christ, St. Philomena's intercession is extremely powerful. We have a picture of her in the window there, and then a statue, and also a relic of St. Philomena on the altar. Pope Gregory XVI said, "Pray to St. Philomena. Whatever you ask from her, she will obtain for you. To St. Philomena, nothing is refused." She has been made known to us in order to console, instruct, and encourage us in the evil times in which we live. She's a model in holding firm to the faith and persevering in spite of the deception, heresy, and lies which are presented as truth. She is also a beautiful model for virginal purity, so much needed in our times. Through this great saint, God wants us to understand that in all times, places, and conditions, His graces will help us to acquire virtue and to persevere in spite of the attacks of our sinful passions, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Modernists attacked devotion to the saints and even rejected the existence of not only St. Philomena, who had been venerated for over a century, but also St. Christopher, the patron of travelers, St. George, the patron of England, St. Catherine of Alexandria, the patroness of and patron of philosophers, St. Barbara, and then St. Vitus, the patron of epileptics. St. Philomena was especially targeted because she's so powerful. Thus, filled with hatred, the modernists destroyed many of her beautiful shrines, including the one constructed by St. John Vianney at Ars in France. Father Hopkins has said, "We must see the action taken in 1961, the removal of saints from the church calendar by John the 23rd, like when the saints were marching out, as an act of the devil in order to deprive the people of a powerful intercessor, particularly in the area of purity and faith, at a time when such intercession was most needed. St. Philomena's enemies are also the enemies of Christ and His church. This is a prelude to the plan of the modernist forces of Vatican II to destroy all that was truly Catholic. devotion to the saints, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the belief in miracles recorded in Scripture, reverence for our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, etc. In closing, there are many prayers and devotions to Saint Philomena. Two of the most popular devotions are that of her cord to be worn under the clothing around the waist and the use of her blessed oil, which has worked many miracles. So it's red and white, red symbolizing her martyrdom, white symbolizing her virginity. The cord can be used by all in honor of the saint and to bring into merit protection against evils of body and soul. It can also bring, through her intercession, the graces to practice chastity. It carries many indulgences, even plenary indulgences. Her blessed oil, it's olive oil that's burned before a statue or picture of Saint Philomena, used when asking the saints in intercession, has brought about many miracles. Remember to pray to her and use her cord and holy oil, especially in the difficult times in which we live. Do the same for your children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.